From the Oscar-winning screenwriter of 12 Years a Slave comes television's next great groundbreaking drama.
I'm trying to find out who killed our son.
One crime will affect so many lives.
You need to be the voice for people who do not have a voice.
American Crime, series premiere Thursday at 10, 9 central on ABC. And experience the weekly American Crime podcast hosted by Elvis Mitchell with an inside look at each episode. Subscribe now at podcastone.com/American Crime.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson.
AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Can you keep it swag? This one you say, gotta lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave.
I think this is my favorite part of the week, to be honest. The sing-along that happens to the song every week is amazing.
You can keep a secret.
And they're just going for it.
We should all just look
it.
look at Hannah, because that's what they do, isn't it?
No, it'd be her.
Oh, yeah.
She's at the end.
Amazing.
It'd be you.
I feel like we really need to practice.
I could be A, you guys.
That means you would have to do the Hannah face that's like them.
Hannah's
Wait,
here.
She's you.
Yeah.
So you would have to
I would
be
like guilty.
We can figure it out in a moment. But hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to another Pretty Little Liars after show, of course. We are streaming live on YouTube tonight, youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. You can also find us on iTunes and SoundCloud. There's many ways to reach out and let us know all your theories, thoughts. There's a lot going on this season. Season 5 of Pretty Little Liars. You can tweet us using ABTV, PLL. And we're, of course, in Season 5. Tonight is to plea or not to plea. And a very clear reason why.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm Stephanie Wanger, and you can tweet at me at Stephanie Wanger.
Hey, guys. I'm Kristen Strange. You can tweet me at Kristen Strange.
Hello. I'm Hannah Pritchard, and you can tweet at me at The Hot Shot Dude.
And I'm Heather Joy Smith, and you can tweet at me at Heather Joy Smith.
Love it. All right, so let's jump into the episode first off and get into Allison and this potential plea deal that she had. But she has to throw Hannah under the bus in order to make it happen.
And she still has to spend 10 to 15 years in prison.
Yeah, what is that? I'm those options sound good. So,
no, it's nothing that I'm interested in.
No. Yeah. It's like a lose-lose.
And then she gets out and she can't get a job because she admitted to murdering someone. Who's going to hire you then?
Yeah.
No one.
No one.
Who's going to date you then?
No one.
Like, no.
I mean, so she's 18 and you're talking about
28
basically
or
being 28. Yeah.
Two-ish.
That's 30. A massive time in your life to just be in prison beyond
Absolutely.
The ramifications outside of it, like the dating and job and all, but you're destroying your life, basically.
Yeah. You come out and people have babies.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're not toddlers anymore. They're, talking and walking and in school, going to college, whatever.
Whoa, that's a little progressive.
Wow, real quick.
Wow, that went dark place. But I feel like that kind of fits with the episode tonight.
I love that toddlers and being in school is a dark place.
We're all like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she just took it, I was like, wow, I understand that all that would happen, but, you're just missing out on everything. That's what I meant as the dark place.
It escalated, 20 years real fast.
Yeah, exactly. You fast-forwarded through your life, and that's an unfortunate place to be. Amazing, though. It's all good. So, what did you think, though? Did you think Allison was actually going to go through with it?
Yes.
No. I never thought
she didn't think she was either.
No.
Mm-mm. I did, because she's Allison, and she's a B.
But I don't think she... I think she is.
I didn't say she was evil. I just said she looks out for herself. Like Hannah said, she looks out for herself.
She does look out for herself.
And at the end of the day, if it helps Allison, it wins in Allison's book.
But I feel like she's so into herself that she could think she was going to get off.
Yeah, I think that they've broken that down for her, that it's not going to happen.
I still like to think, though, that she looks out for herself, but also the girls. So it's, like, hand in hand. It's either, you know what I mean?
But I think when it comes down to it, it's Allison. Well, like, if she's going to help herself, or she's not selfless enough to say, oh, Hannah didn't do it. So she's selfish enough to say, well, it's going to get me off, so.
But it's not, though. She still has 10 years. I know.
Was I the only one who thought it was because of Hannah she wouldn't go through with it? See, I think if it was somebody else, like if she was throwing Mike under the bus, that would be an easier...
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Easier person for her to have, like, out of her life. Where Hannah, losing Hannah, she considers Hannah to be, like, her true friend or the person who's always been there for her. So I think that would be the thing that would be like, wait a second, am I going to really lose my in to these girls? And I feel like that's Allison's whole point, is that she really wants into that inner circle of those four girls. And if she throws Hannah under the bus, that's never going to happen.
I do think, though, that there's something more that we don't know about Hannah and Allison, because it seems like this whole season they've been leading up to a connection between Hannah and Allison that we're not aware of.
That's kind of true.
Yeah, something in the past, you think?
Yeah.
I think she almost wanted to throw Mike under the bus, but because there wasn't, like, concrete evidence that he could vouch for her whereabouts,
It wouldn't have done anything.
Well, we saw her with her lawyer start to kind of go that direction. Like, there's somebody else. There's another witness. And that witness is obviously Mike. And then when she realized that that wasn't enough, she started to explore this option of, like, oh, the plea deal, and then I would have to have Hannah be my, like, cohort in it.
But it would have proven, though, that Mona's not necessarily dead. I mean, I do think that she is, because we saw that body. But they don't know that. You know, as far as Mike's concerned, he thinks she's alive, so him telling that story of her faking her death and all of that would help her in that sense, because what if this person who she's in jail for killing isn't even dead? You know what I mean? But there was something else I had with that, but now I forget. So,
so what do you think about Allison? So we find out, well, we knew that Hannah actually had visited Allison in jail, but hadn't told her mom. Why do you think that she was being so secretive about the visit?
Because she's on Pretty Little Liars.
She's always lying.
Is that enough? Always lying and not telling. They don't tell their parents really anything. So I think for Hannah, not telling her mom was just kind of like a normal day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think because she's Hannah and she doesn't tell the truth about anything, and none of them do. And if it has any bad, like, repercussions, like, her mom would have been like, you probably shouldn't do that. She's not going to tell him.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, though, what's missing, I feel like, at least in this episode tonight, was the repercussions for it. We saw, obviously, Hannah will get into her arrest. That's an obvious kind of fake repercussion, you could say. But it just feels like some of these girls, like, their actions are just going completely unnoticed. I don't want to say unnoticed, because A is noticing them, but, like, some of the things that we've seen in the past with, like, punishment or the kind of regret we were missing so far, at least tonight.
Mm-hmm. Last week when we saw Spencer's mom said, don't go back to the jail, what's the next day? She's back at the jail. I mean, it's like the same thing. It's like they just don't listen.
They absolutely never listen. But I remembered what I was going to say.
I'm glad.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So with them arresting Hannah or seeing Hannah as being her accomplice, they said the only reason behind that was because of, you know, the barrel and her having her name attached to it and her being outside of the storage unit or whatever that had the barrel. But, yeah, and they said that it's because they found bone remains, but they didn't even test yet if they were Mona's.
They couldn't test.
Exactly. And they were like, we don't even know if we can for a few days. So even them arresting her, I'm like, they actually have
no grounds. Other than her being in the wrong place at the wrong time, and there's nothing. Yeah. Like, that could have been a dog.
And does anybody else think that it's not Mona's remains in that barrel?
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either. And I think the one thing they left out of this episode was that they could have arrested her on is the fact that that storage unit had her name on it, which they didn't even bring up other than Hannah just telling her mom. That could have been grounds for
I feel like that could have been grounds
a murder, but not.
I feel like that could have been grounds for, like, questioning.
Questioning, yeah. Yes.
But I don't feel like it's enough to arrest. Like, aren't you innocent until proven guilty? They're just like, well, you have a storage unit, so we're going to arrest you.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's just, it's an interesting move because we generally see on this show that they do kind of follow, there's questioning and then will the person be arrested, and it takes episodes to get there. And this was definitely, in some ways, a fast forward. We went from, oh, she's arrested, to the mugshot, to, like, it was very quick, that succession that happened, I guess, like, midway through the episode.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be interesting to see how... I don't think she's going to stay in jail.
I don't think so either.
She can't. There's no way.
I think she has to get released, on, like, innocence or not having enough evidence to keep her there.
Or watch Allie get out first and Hannah be stuck in there.
Yeah, I also think Allie's lawyers are awful. Because what, like, they're like, well, you need to take the plea deal, even though you say that you're innocent. Like, we don't think any of your other options are good. You're not going to get a good trial in this town. Well, they can export, whether that's that word, and you take a trial. If you're not going to get a fair trial in one town, they take it somewhere else so you can get a fair trial. There's a word for it. I don't remember what it is. It's like they tried to do in that case for the American Sniper guy.
Yes.
They tried to, like, export it to another town because, like, everyone's seen, but then now everyone's seen American Sniper.
Yeah.
But... That was a tangent.
Yes.
But
we got what you're saying.
Yeah, yes. Like, you can take it out, so it's, like, in Kentucky or, here, like, you can go in your hometown.
We're just going to take it to your city.
We'll take it to your town, and they'll be like...
please, Kentucky would have her arrested in no time.
But, like, somewhere else, so not everybody has seen the news. And then so she could get a fair trial, or fair-ish, and, I mean, it's better than Rosewood. And maybe A wouldn't have as much access there.
True.
Mm-hmm. Which is not anything that the cops are concerned about, but
no, I mean,
get a new lawyer.
As we've talked about for so long, that police department is so corrupt.
So messed up. And what I'm learning from How to Get Away with Murder, aren't you always supposed to believe that your client is telling the truth?
Yes.
I mean, probably, yeah.
I think that she was giving terrible advice. I completely agree with that.
But did you know that she's Julie from Friends?
Yeah.
Did you guys?
I wondered why she looked familiar.
She came on the screen, and I was like, oh, that's Julie from Friends.
Things you only learn at AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah. I'm still binging that so hard, but that's a side note.
So I want to get back into Hannah and this arrest. So what do we think about Caleb was basically telling her to throw everybody else under the bus.
Mm-hmm. I knew right when she decided to show her the text messages, I knew that A was going to erase them.
Well... I've decided, and this is me getting ahead of myself and throwing in my predictions again, I've extended my Toby theory that Toby and Caleb are in on this together.
So did Caleb want everyone else? Because you have Aria could end up in jail from... I think Spencer could obviously end up in jail. Was he trying to get all of the girls except for Hannah? Was Hannah the one he was... protecting?
I think I do think he's trying to get her in jail because obviously whoever is Osway, who I think is Toby, somebody has access to the jail, so there is a way of ganging up on them if they are both in jail or if all the Pretty Little Liars are in jail. And because the texts were disappeared, Caleb is all about those phone hackings and computer hackings. Like, and Toby and Caleb have been the two biggest advocates the entire time during the show to tell the truth and da-da-da and et cetera.
And Caleb brought the mustard.
Oh, my gosh.
He was brought the mustard.
He brought the mustard.
I should have known you would have been so on board with it.
Man, amazing. Yeah, I do have to say that I have to go back and pull up the tweet, but one of our fans said that you have to go back and watch, I believe it was season three.
So we started doing that.
We started doing that. And yes. I got through 10 episodes.
Whoa.
Yeah, I got through the first. Yeah, you guys, one and a half.
I obviously did nothing on Saturday but watched
you
Netflix.
Skipped House of Cards and went for Pretty Little Liars. I hear ya.
It's quite interesting when you go back and rewatch it because you're like, well, I've already seen all of this.
And I was kind of lost for a second because I forgot where two ended, and then I got caught up.
Yeah, then I was like, okay, now I know.
That's where we are.
But here's the thing with season three that every episode I was kept thinking, I'm like, There is every single character that has ever been in this show in season 3. I mean, how are you supposed to figure out if the killer or if A is in season 3? Yep, you know what? They are, because every character is in season 3.
So far, I've been
quite the beef with the creators of the show.
I was getting fired up because I'm here. I'm trying to figure out who A is. And literally every scene, someone new walks in. I'm like, really?
I can see you just pacing in your living room like, well, of course they're in season 3.
I was like,
really? Like throwing crap at the TV like, no!
That's amazing. But we should thank Allie, who gave us the tip for it. So that was huge. And
there was a couple of people that tweeted us about that. So yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we should.
I have some suspicions about Spencer, because this is just like one little thing, but she is sketchy all the time, I think. But she, okay, when Allie died, you know, we have the flashback from when Allie died. Spencer comes back and she's like, she's gone. I've been looking for her for half an hour. And then, you know, Emily in the first episode of season 3 disappears. And Spencer comes and she was like, I've been looking, like, the same thing. Like,
I love your impersonation.
I'm sorry. I was like, your impersonation, I'm just dying out.
She does it like she walks down, like, deadpanned, like, she's gone. I just, like...
If you need a reenactment of Pretty Little Liars, we know Kristen is the person to...
I'll do all of it.
Yeah, to ask. But I also, if you want to get more detailed about who A is, and we're taking good guesses here, and we're going to set up that poll we talked about last week for sure for our season finale here. But I want to give a huge, huge, like... big, big shout out to Fantasy Stats Guru who emailed us.
Yes.
Amazing, amazing chart. We've been asking for this, I think, for seasons.
Yeah.
To have a chart of everything that's happened on the show with all the characters. It is up on our big screen right now. It has all the connections in different colors. We just got this today and I'm obsessed with it. It takes us through.
Let's follow Caleb and Toby for a moment. Yeah,
we will post this on Twitter for you guys also.
Exactly.
So insane.
And we so appreciate it. It is so beyond anything you could ever imagine. It's amazing. We'll tweet it out for everyone after our show tonight.
Look at how many people have died.
Yeah, we have some red cross outs on there. That's something serious.
And if you have more ideas about who A is and all of that good jazz, you can always go on YouTube.com or on iTunes and rate, comment, let us know what you're thinking. This show is definitely one that we want to hear from you. It makes our show so much more fun to hear what you're thinking. And I read them all, favorite them all. So tweet at us. And also, if you want to follow all of us and let us know that you were watching tonight, we will be having a special announcement next week for you all regarding a big, big, I don't know, show for our season finale?
Mm-hmm. I would say but you need to follow all four of us and tweet us to let us know that you're excited for our big, big, big announcement.
Exactly. Big announcement next week, and we will have the poll ready for you. We want to know who you're thinking A is, that you're watching our show for this big announcement next week.
We're so excited.
Woo! It's a big one. We've been working
it's huge.
On it.
Yes.
We've been working huge. On it, and it's exciting. So we really want to share it with you. So follow us.
Yes.
And let's get into Emily and Varjak. Oh, okay. So Emily is obsessed with figuring out who Varjak is. I think we can call it obsession.
I think we can.
Totally. Yeah.
And she's getting Arya and Ezra to help her. And the funniest moment, I have to say, when I was watching with Hannah tonight, we see Arya and Ezra, and I'm like, is Emily there? Where is she? And she, like, pops up in the back of the car. And I was just like, oh, there's Emily. And she runs out of that car faster than anything, and they're chasing after her.
Emily was just like, whoop, there she goes running. Oh, they're going to run out, too.
I'm really glad that she's in such good shape after she quit swimming, because Arya couldn't run in the heels.
Yeah. No. Well, she's been dancing.
Yeah.
She's
stayed in pretty good shape, apparently.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's so amazing, though, that she
She was running after, and then the gate, of course, closes because you can't have all three of them.
No,
I thought you guys were right behind me. Yeah, what were they gonna do if he didn't leave that night? Like, what if he just spent the night?
I know.
What do you do? Like, call
stay in the forest. They've done it before. Like,
I want to know how high the gate was, though. Like, why couldn't she get to the top and go over it?
Well, the funny thing is there's like all those little circles in the game. Like, yeah, you just crawl
through
them.
It's like rock climbing.
Yeah.
You're athletic, Emily. Figure it out.
You can get over.
Yeah, that was one. And then I also started to wonder why, like, Ezra didn't help Arya over. Like, I know he didn't want her to be alone in there. Like, obviously, if he sent her in, like, he wanted to be with her. But there had to be a way of not having Emily alone, too. That felt really strange to me.
My favorite was when Arya was like, I think we should split up. And there was like a long pause, but it was like obviously like two meanings to that. Yeah. Like, the relationship needs to split up and we need to physically split up right now.
She was like, I don't really want to talk about this right now. So I'm going to go this way. You go that way. See ya.
I'm going to say this to you again tomorrow, but right now I mean it and run the opposite direction.
Yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious. I didn't even think about that.
Like, this is a couple meanings here.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like she was afraid, though, to have that conversation that she...
I feel like they already had it. Right?
Like, several times.
He broke up with her. That's what I thought. They weren't together anymore.
I thought the same thing because I was like, wait, so then was she, like, cheating then?
Yeah.
When she kissed Andrew? But at the same time, I knew they hadn't had, like, a formal conversation about it. Yeah. Which I loved this conversation because we haven't had Arya and Ezra together in a while.
Yeah.
And honestly, it brought me back to, like, what made me love the show because they just have such great chemistry when they act together. And it's just...
It's going to be really hard to see them, like, not together.
I can't.
No. But I think they're going to end up being closer because they're going to do that whole friend thing. Yeah. And then there's going to be all that sexual tension. And then, I mean, there's going to be lots of hookups. Yeah. And it's... Come on now.
I think she made the right decision, though. And I like that he supported her in her decision. He was like, I understand, and it just breaks my heart, but she does need to go.
Afterwards.
Yeah, she does need to go to college single.
I just love them so much.
College is something that you should experience single.
Everyone who watches the show knows that I love that couple, and I'm obsessed with that scene, like Hannah can attest.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
We were both sitting there, and she was like, oh, I love them. And then they both reached for each other's hand, and we were both like, oh.
It's just like the sweet, because this show is so intense now. Like, every moment is this intense search for A or clues for A. And it was like a nice moment to kind of have this break, this, like, I know it was a breakup. But in some way, it was, like, sweet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We were talking about that, me and Heather, because it's, like, you look at season one, and it's, like, oh, my God, I'm getting these text messages. And now it's, like, murder, jail, life in prison.
it's so different.
Serious.
Yeah. It is. Like, and it's an intense hour to watch.
Yeah.
Love it just luck. Cracks me up. They have no, there's nowhere else to go besides jail or death. It's over for everyone.
We're going to have to bring it down a few notches because we're going to have to, like, get back up there again next season. So,
yeah.
You guys can cool it for a bit. Thanks.
Yeah, which, can I say, when Hannah came through the jail, like, I don't know if I blacked out for a second, but I was like, oh my gosh, look, it's Allie's twin. She's coming. And I was like, just kidding, that's Hannah. Whoa.
Yeah, man. That would be a bold way to reveal.
Yeah, right.
I loved how everyone was, like, catcalling. Well, I didn't love it. I was scared for her.
They're
like, oh, yeah. I'm like, why haven't they been doing that to Allie?
Isn't there, like, a women's section out of the jail?
I think that was only women.
Yeah.
Wait, was it women?
It's women's correctional facility, for sure.
And they were
catcalling? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're in a maximum...
Like I said, blacked out.
I think you're in, like, a maximum security prison, so there's no guys around.
No.
Yeah. So, who do you think wrote in her jail cell, to jump back to that for a moment, the plea deal?
Toby.
A.
I think it's A.
Thank you.
Oh, right, yeah, I wrote down, A is in jail now? Because I'm wondering how they got into
jail.
Because
it's Toby. Such a clear question, guys. I was just thinking, though, was it one of A's assistants? Like, we know A is not operating alone at this point. Like, who's...
Caleb.
But who's in jail?
Caleb. Y'all, I have figured it all out for us.
No, I just wonder who's in that jail, who has access to the jail that could be doing all of these things. I know we talked about it briefly last week, but that Allison... Somebody has to be after Allison who has access to that jail, and I don't know who that is, and that drives me crazy.
I still think it's Toby.
It could be Toby. I think you might be right on that one.
Yeah.
Unless there's somebody that may have been arrested that's a character we've seen previously that we're just not thinking of at the moment. Yeah. But I don't know who.
Where's Cece? Cece left town.
Yeah.
Cece was all over season 3. Yeah.
Has anybody been arrested in, like, the past seasons that could still be in jail?
No one that's coming to mind.
Anybody? Let us know.
Yeah, you can tweet at us, always.
Add it to the flow chart.
So that was just, like, a brief aside that I realized we didn't cover who could have written that. So I want to jump back to Emily, and she finds the pizza box with Varjak, the name Varjak on it, and she thinks that the lawyer that I cannot remember his name.
James?
Nealon.
I know. I wrote it down, and I was just, like, going to forget it. James Nealon. He goes and visits Varjak.
He's a crappy lawyer, too.
Well, yes. There's a lot of crappy lawyers in this show.
No good lawyers, no good policemen.
But do we think that he was really visiting Varjak, or was he... I mean, we saw him leave, but people leave their own homes, too.
Mm-hmm. He looked like he was taking stuff.
Yeah, like money and a gun and some other things.
Yeah, what was that gun nonsense? I was like,
Put that away. Doing
with that? Yeah.
I think that he was... I don't think he's Varjak. I think he's working with or for or involved some way with Varjak. And once he realized that Ezra caught on to him, he, like, is scared and now is, like, getting out of town.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I wonder what the exact association is. And I'm sure with the couple more episodes we have left in the season, we'll find out. But I do have this curiosity about, for some reason, and maybe I'm crazy, so tweet at me if you think I'm crazy, I wonder if Varjak is related to him in some way. Because it was such a big reaction that I started to wonder if it wasn't just like, oh, I got paid for this and I had access to weapons. It was like a familial connection.
Yes. I've decided something with the whole Varjak thing, because when they were talking about it, they were saying how they went back to the passport and all of that, and it being planted on Allie that she was, you know, set up with that information. Mm-hmm. But wasn't, in that passport, wasn't her hair brown?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I've concluded that if her hair was brown and it was Varjak on the passport and that somebody planted it, I still think it's a twin. I think that Varjak overall underlying is a twin or relative of Allie, and that's the connection that maybe that lawyer or whatnot, Nealand, whatever his name is like helping cover or something for her. I don't know.
Interesting. Hmm. That's an interesting thought.
Because how else would they get that brown-haired picture of Allie unless they, like, graphic designed it? And I'm like, come on.
So you're thinking twin at this point.
Twin or very close-looking relative.
Interesting. Okay, I like that. That's an interesting theory. I know we're getting really into predictions right now, but
You can't not predict throughout, like, this whole show.
The whole show is predictions.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of which, I want to get into Spencer and Melissa and the London trip, and I thought it was really interesting that Melissa came outright and said that she or her mother and her lied about the interview to get Spencer out of the country and protect her from essentially Hannah's fate.
Smart for Melissa and her mom to say that, though.
Yeah. And how much fun did her date look?
Oh, they were like, cute.
My favorite part was when she was like, "That's my first time buying beer legally." I was like,
I really wanted them to, like, kiss, but then she's like, next game.
Yeah.
I didn't. Like, I just... over it. That was anybody, because I have
I like how Spencer's, like, getting around with all the boys. It's in London, so it doesn't count. And it's just... It's fun.
Like, why would we introduce Amazing Johnny if we weren't going to keep him and then have some British dude...
I told you that
we're not going to keep
him. Yeah, Oliver lives in London. They can't do anything. It's just...
Oliver's going to be gone when she gets back to Rosewood, so that's probably...
He'll show up sometime.
Sorry. Every girl needs a British hookup in her life.
Probably over.
Still looking for mine. Anybody out there?
I have to say, Johnny, we told you that ship had sailed. Or I told you when we were watching the episode.
Please don't break my heart. I like Johnny. Johnny, you come find me. Please, Johnny, come find me.
Maybe he has a British accent and you can do, like, two birds, one stone.
Ooh. Yeah, right? We should look into that.
Amazing.
And you should look into me, sir.
Yeah, so let's talk about, though, that Spencer and Oliver... Do we think... I just said that I didn't think it was going to last.
No.
But
no.
Not lasting.
It's just, but it's fun. It's a fun hookup. Yeah.
And do you think she's going to get stuck in London? I know she's trying to get back to Rosewood, but we don't see her back in Rosewood tonight.
I don't think she's coming back.
I don't either. Not soon.
This day or whatever she's
her
going
down.
Her
mom is too smart for that. Yeah. She knows what's going on. She's not going to let her come back.
She might even, like, sabotage, like, her passport or something so she can't get back.
Interesting. Yeah, and I do wonder if she thinks Oliver will be something bigger than what it is. Okay. So, like, will she be like, I'm so angry at you, but I want to spend more time with Oliver? Like, is that in her head the reasoning behind it?
Maybe.
Could be.
And I still think there's going to be something in her suitcase. Because remember, at last episode, A had sent that text to her, like, better look out, something's in
your
suitcase.
Yeah, and she had the blood in her bag, if we recall from last episode as well.
Yeah, and I think that when she goes to the airport to try to go home right now, or not right now, literally, but you know what I'm saying.
That Melissa maybe even will plant something so she can't get back.
Because Melissa could be A.
I don't think Melissa's A, but I think that she would do it to plant something so that she couldn't get back home. I do believe that she comes from a good place where she's like, I want to protect my sister.
That was going to be my next question. Do you think that she's saying that she wants to be the essentially protective big sister and be that person for Spencer? Do you think that's true, or does she have ulterior motives?
I still think she has ulterior motives.
I think she's just made a lot of mistakes in her life, and she's ready to start over and... You know, have a good bond with her sister now. I just think, you know, she was younger when all that crap happened, and she's ready to
cray for a little bit. But, you know,
she's ready to start over now.
I just, the person that we haven't seen yet this season is Ren.
I know.
And
I wish
Ren is, I think, the biggest question mark for me, because he seems to have his finger in a lot of things that, like, and Radley, and
drugs,
he's the person that I keep going back to. One of our former co-hosts, Kelly, we always pointed our finger at Ren. If you've watched the show for that long, you know that he's definitely up there on the suspects. I don't know. I have to go back and watch season 3, how involved he was in season 3, but that's definitely...
How involved is he so far in your first 10 episodes?
In your first 10 episodes.
not significant that I can...
I think 3B is important.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure he gets really active at the end.
Well, that's this Saturday, guys. So I'll get back to you next Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly.
After I've completely wasted my entire weekend watching Netflix. Because I'm so cool.
I wish I had enough time. I wanted to get through more.
I mean, I feel like I need to jump on your bandwagon. And start rewatching.
Well, because I wanted to have some more answers so I could get on this level here of whatever's going on with Hannah.
We're going to have more answers, for sure. And Hannah, like, can't handle this panel anymore.
Amazing. It's okay, guys. Once I start watching it too, which will happen, I will be sleep deprived and I will be caught up on all of it. But
you can't stop.
I know it. That's why I don't want to do it. I know the dark hole that I went down the first time.
Exactly.
And I don't want to do it again.
It's amazing. I do want to. We've kind of briefly touched on Arya and Ezra, but I want to get a few more thoughts on. Do we think that their friendship will they end up not speaking? Will they be friends? Will they jump back into it too quickly and backslide into this relationship? Or will we get an answer by the end of the season? I have a lot of questions about that.
I have no answers.
I think we'll have a little bit of backsliding, but I think they'll end up staying true to the, you know, separate. But I think they'll...
It's really hard to do that.
Have moments.
Just be friends with someone you've been, like... dating for how long have they been dating? Like 2 years now?
And there's always, well, unless it ends poorly, there's always a grace period of like after a breakup.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's be honest. They got a few months to kill of like playing both sides.
well played.
I like how you're laughing and I'm like, no, you're right.
I'm
glad it's not just
like,
me.
It's amazing.
Well, I spend my Saturdays watching Netflix, so I have no boyfriend, clearly.
I feel like we're going really into our personal lives here, and people really want to hear about Pretty Little Liars. There's another time and a place to
because I keep sliding into, like, Heather's lap, basically. Every time I sit up, I'm, like, getting closer. sorry.
We're all falling apart here, but I feel like we've done a really good job covering the show tonight. Yeah. So are we ready for news and gossip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, I saw The Duff over the weekend as part of my week.
I want to see that movie.
Was it good? It was great, actually. It's a great, like, teen film, really fun. I enjoyed it. But Bella Thorne, who is a Disney Channel star, was, of course, in The Duff. And she also had a Snapchat posted this weekend with Marlene King. From Pretty Little Liars.
New show in the works?
The creator of... people are speculating she could be part of season 6. Of Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, that would be so good.
I mean, I would be beyond ecstatic for that. Or I mentioned last week, Marlene is creating the new show, The Perfectionists, and she could have a role on that.
I would think that would be...
Yeah. Yeah, because I feel like she... Not that, like, it's amazing to guest star on Pretty Little Liars, but I feel like she could really lead a new show and be part of a new group of girls. So... I'm interested to see, though, what happens. I love the snap. And we've been having a lot of Marlene King sightings in our news and gossip, which I kind of love, and that's awesome. And then Brandon Jones, who, of course, plays Andrew on the show, he talked about to TV Line about kind of the relationship he has with Arya and that we've only seen the beginning of it.
Oh!
Yeah! He says, Andrew's always been the knight in shining armor for these girls. He's... a good guy.
Knight in shining armor when he's bringing them drugs. Sorry.
Man, valid. That's a valid point. I appreciate that. He's wanting to find love.
Hmm. Everybody needs love.
I agree.
Like in his personal life or like
on the hunt? I'm in his personal life.
For Andrew, that's
clearly I'm on the hunt.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering, though, do you think that... he's a good match for Arya, or is she going to find a new love interest come season 6?
I think he's a good match. I mean, not that I don't love Ezria, but I think now that they've broken up, I mean, that's Arya's decision. Let her do what she wants. And she needs to have a high school boyfriend and have a little fun.
I've said it before.
Like Spencer.
I think that, obviously, Arya and Ezra, endgame for sure. That's where I want it at the end of the series. But I kind of like Andrew as, like, the guy who's, like, he seems like a good guy.
Could have been.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's like a good guy who, we always talk about the gray scale of these characters, and he definitely leans to me to be on the good side of that. He doesn't seem to have ulterior motives, necessarily. So that I really appreciate for her.
Yeah.
Naylor?
I like him in the meantime. Like, while her and Ezra are on this break, it's fine, it's great. But I don't want them to take this very far.
No. I think he's going to get his heart broken. Like, I think it's good for the meantime, and I'm fine with it, but I think he's going to get his heart broken. Yeah. And I've heard some people say that they think he's going to end up being A. I'm not sure that I agree with that, but that is what I've
heard.
That
would be shocking.
Yeah. Or involved in some way.
I feel like, and I know I said this last week on our show, but I have to say that I think it's going to be something a la Gossip Girl with A, where it's like the person that's been directly in front of you the entire time is the person who's orchestrating.
Whoa.
And I don't know if you guys have seen Now, I think it's Now You See Me, the film with Jesse Eisenberg, and you get at the end the solution, like how they all did it, like... fast forwards through and shows you. And if it is someone we've seen the entire time, I want that moment. I want how they did it. Like, how were they standing with all the other girls and orchestrating this at the same time? Because were they on their phone? Like, how do you get that done without anyone knowing?
I want that, too.
I mean, I'm so curious.
That's a great point.
Yeah, that to me is fascinating. Because it's not enough to just be like... Because I understand how Dan on Gossip Girl, he went home, wrote the stories. That makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. Where, sorry, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Gossip Girl, too late now.
It's an old series.
It's all good. That being said, though, I feel like on this show, I'm going to need more than that. I need to know how they did it, because everyone's always been directly in front of us, unless it's one of these, like Andrew, where we don't
see.
Yeah, where we don't see them all the time. Then I totally get it. But if it's someone who we see week after week, yeah. I need the how as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's somebody like, you know, Arya's name's come up a few times, how on earth is she doing that?
How do you balance school, friends, relationship, and essentially a double life of being this other thing that's controlling everything? Where are your, I think we talked about it on the show before, where are your funds coming from? There's a lot of questions here that I hope we get answers to before the end of the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And are you ready for predictions?
Yes.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I mean, we've talked about a lot of them.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I feel like I've told all mine.
I kind of think Hannah's A. I do.
It is Toby and Caleb.
I just think, I don't know why I have this suspicion that it's Hannah. And I know that she went to jail this week, and it's like, why would A put themselves in jail? Mm-hmm. But we all
no
think
No one
that,
would suspect it.
We all think, yeah, no one would suspect it. We all think she's going to get out. And once she proves her innocence, no one's going to look her way again. So it's like, that's a perfect A plan of as long as she's, you know, planned on how to get in, how to get out. I mean, she's like a mastermind. So A is a mastermind, so they have to have a plan. And how to get in, how to get out, and then how to make sure the police are never looking at her again.
I really don't, sincerely don't know who A is. I lean towards one of the boyfriends. So I'm on Hannah's side on that, I guess.
Yes.
And then I also could see, I know it's a popular theory that Arya is it, but Arya, like, tonight, she was outside of that fence. Like, she wasn't going to get hurt. She sent her friend in, who was in way more danger with Varjek than she was. You keep seeing her being close to danger, but not
like, directly.
Not directly in
except
danger.
Except for when she got, like, stapled. That was scary, but that was, like, not a killer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's just, there's something about it. I know it's, like, the obvious one that everyone's talking about because, A, Arya, we all know. Like, but I just, it's something that I think about a lot that she
it's
is
like
not.
It's also like Allison, Andrew, whose name doesn't start with A.
Yeah. I feel like I will never, ever buy the Arya thing simply because of the whole breakup of her family.
Yeah.
Like, that will, to me, was always the worst thing that A has ever done on the show. Yeah. I really have always thought
but,
that
But, I mean, her dad was her dad cheated on
I know,
his
but
wife.
It was the mom letter, because I thought that was so heartbreaking when, like, A gave that letter to her mom. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I digress.
But Mona was A at that time.
Truth.
Also, a few weeks ago, and I won't be able to pull up this tweet, someone said Arya and Ezra together.
Like a sexy Bonnie and Clyde
thing. Yeah, but then they had that fight on the ski lift, and nobody was around for that, so I'm like, was it?
I don't know.
Maybe she was upset because he was writing a book about, like, their, like, he was trying to get famous by, like, trying to figure out who they were when he already knew.
Y'all stop it.
I don't want it to be Arya and Ezra. I love them. I want them to be innocent and all of this. Just to be clear, I just think it's an interesting theory. I'm putting it out there for you all to consider. Any other thoughts, Heather?
After watching half of season 3, I've always had in the back of my head, shut up.
I'm sorry, I think it's so funny.
I'm going to side with you right now. With Toby, I've never really trusted him, ever.
My question,
come
though.
To me, my children.
My question, though, is like, why would they lead us to Toby? Oh, Toby's A. Tell us he's actually just trying to protect Spencer and then make him A again. It just seems like we've been there.
Yeah. And we actually are running out of time right now.
We're getting, like, the Oscar music.
Exactly. We are.
Sage.
So we want you to tweet us all your theories and also follow us so we can let you know our big special announcement next week regarding the finale. You can tweet at me, at Stephanie Wanger, and AfterBuzz at AfterBuzz TV.
Hey, guys, you can tweet at me, at Kristen Strange, and find me on Instagram, at Kristen Aubrey Strange.
Hey, y'all, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, at The Hotshot Dude.
And you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Heather Joy Smith.
And see you next week, everyone.
Bye. For our big thanks.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.